Good afternoon and welcome to Travel World here on AM 600, where friends telling friends about travel, all kinds of fun stuff today, and Stephen Pickford will give you the lineup.
Yes, this afternoon we'll be talking about New Jersey, the Garden State. We'll be joined on the line shortly by Sheila Wiley, the Manager International Marketing for the New Jersey Division of Travel and Tourism, and then in the second half of our program we'll be in studio with Miriam Bowen of Jet Setter Boutique. You've heard about them throughout the season here on Travel World, and she's brought in a few things to share with us today. Some of the hottest accessories in the field of travel, and
I can hardly wait, Stephen.
Yeah, I know you're looking forward to it, aren't you, Willem?
The gadget man.
You like your gadgets.
Hence my car.
Right. Old Lady Kate, the only man who was well remembered for taking a gremlin out to Vancouver. You're still remembered in Vancouver for as the man of the gremlin.
I turned into a ground version of Airwolf is what they were worried about.
Right. You had a story you were going to tell us today about one of your past trips.
Oh, well, just I want to mention Stephen Pickford during the day. He's a travel agent. I would call him the god of travel agents. What this man doesn't know about travel is not important. In fact, we were traveling through Philadelphia one time, and we were in the middle of the concourse waiting for our connecting flight. And actually, there was the sales director for Midway Airlines, and she was trying to figure out which connection she ought to take. And guess who came to the rescue? All right, no, it's here, turn left. That's okay.
Local boy does good.
Yes, I was able to help somebody out years ago, even before getting on the radio. I was a friend sharing travel with another friend. I see that we're now joined on the line by Sheila Wiley, the Manager of International Marketing for the New Jersey Division of Travel and Tourism. Good afternoon, Sheila.
Hi, good afternoon, Stephen. How are you?
Oh, very good. Yourself?
Great. Well, I'm sitting here in Bayhead, New Jersey, beautiful Jersey Shore.
You are on the Jersey Shore this afternoon. What's the temperature and the water temperature like down there today?
The water temperature is between 65 and 70, and the temperature outside is about 82, 83.
Oh, that sounds beautiful.
Yeah, it'll be mid-80s today.
Montrealers know New Jersey basically for the beaches, like they go down to the Southern Shore region, they go down to Atlantic City, but there's so much more that the state has to offer.
There sure is.
Why don't you take us sort of on a little region-by-region tour? I know you've divided the state into really six different regions for the purposes of tourism promotion.
That's right. A lot of people do think of New Jersey as the shore, but we have actually six distinct regions. The Gateway region is in the northern part, northeastern part of New Jersey, and it's called the Gateway because it's right leading into New York City, and also the gateway kind of to the world.
That's where I'm going tonight, New York City, as a matter of fact, via New Jersey of all places.
Well, New Jersey, you know, the hotels are a lot less expensive in northern New Jersey on the weekends in particular.
So we noticed.
So someone who's coming to New York, you know, thinking maybe it's too expensive for them, as an alternative, they can stay in some of the hotels in New Jersey, and then just take public transportation in. We've got ferries, buses.
How long would that take, though?
Depending on where you're actually staying in northern Jersey, it can take anywhere from 6 minutes to, 20 minutes.
Oh, well, that's worth the saving.
Right. Yeah. I know that, for example, Willem is going down, and he's staying in North Bergen, just at the other side of the Lincoln Tunnel. And, I mean, the days in North Bergen is like the equivalent of $75 for the night, whereas even the most least expensive hotel in Midtown Manhattan, you'd be looking $125, $135 minimum.
Yeah, at least it's great for New York, but, it's difficult for the travelers that they've got over 90% occupancy now. They're doing fantastic.
Right, and as they get more popular, of course, they have less incentive to discount the rates. So
right.
People look to New Jersey as the inexpensive alternative. Because
yeah, the other thing is, too, is that we have all the stores that New York has, but with no sales tax on shoes and clothing. So, you can go in, see some of the sites in New York, come back to New Jersey, go shopping.
Did I hear no sales tax?
Yeah, on shoes and clothing.
Oh.
And you have a lot of factory outlet stores like in Secaucus.
Within about 5 miles from New York City, we have the Harmon Cove and Secaucus outlets. And then throughout the state, we have more outlets, Flemington, Liberty Village shops. Also, by the Six Flags Great Adventure, we have outlet shopping. So throughout the state, we have a lot of shopping.
So it's really a shopping destination, which is, again, something that our listeners might not be that aware of.
Right. In fact, people come over from New York and Pennsylvania and some of the neighboring states specifically to go shopping. And we get a lot of international visitors who do come shopping. You know, it's almost less than wholesale for them, particularly if you're coming from, like, Latin America.
And so it's easy to get to by car, isn't it? You could just take the 87 down, and then you cut down on Highway 17, don't you not?
Yeah, you can do that, or you can go through Pennsylvania, depending on which, you know, side you're coming from. I have a lot of family in Canada, so I've done that route several times.
Actually, driving is probably the best alternative because, as we found out, heading into Newark Airport, once you get there, car rentals can be quite expensive in the metropolitan New York area. So while the airfares might not be that expensive, and the airport itself is a very nice airport. A lot of improvements have been made to it. Last week, we were talking here on Travel World with New Jersey resident Alan Fredericks, the editor-in-chief of Travel Weekly. And he was quite high in praise, both for Continental Airlines and Newark Airport.
The airport is great. They have a new international terminal. They now have a concierge desk there, so visitors who are coming in, you know, it's there to be, you know, all information on anything that they could possibly want. And they have it staffed by multilingual staff. So, you know, we have a new monorail connecting the terminals as well, so it's very easy to get from terminal to terminal. Certainly driving is a great is great for a family because, you know, it can really save you money.
I also heard that the Howard Stern film Private Parts was filmed at the Newark Airport in part.
Oh, sure. I bet it was. I'm not sure. But we have a lot of movies filmed in New Jersey, so that wouldn't surprise me. But as we were saying, that gateway, Newark is one of the better airports in the area for international flights. But having said that, you still, you know, driving is the way most Canadians do come, especially for leisure travel, because they make their way slowly, you know, down through the states. And hopefully they stay in New Jersey, you know, either, like I said, in the gateway area, which has a lot more to offer than just, you know, less expensive hotels and shopping. It has a lot of historic sites as well as the most fabulous views of New York City.
Well, that sounds really exciting in New Jersey. The only thing that concerns me for Montreal travelers, if you're going to go down there by air, as Steven's mentioning, the car rental rates out of New Jersey are really expensive, are they not?
Well, they're a lot less expensive than they would be if you were going into, like, say, JFK. And in fact, a lot of people.
Well,
in
which
New York
isn't saying much, actually, because we're talking about $80 a night, $80 a day for your mini car. I mean, I think maybe you'd want to take an enterprise rent-a-car right from here in Montreal.
Well, yeah, I would think that's the best alternative.
That's a possibility. Yeah, you'd have to check into your insurance. I'm sure that some of the you know, local travel agencies would be able to help out and get the best rates available.
How long a drive is that, though, from Montreal about?
I think from Montreal, depending on where you're going in New Jersey, if you were going, say, you know, halfway down, you're talking about 9 hours, 8.5, 9 hours. From other parts, Toronto would be further, you know.
Unless Willem's doing it, right?
Unless Willem's doing it. As Willem was saying, you know, it is probably the most practical and economical alternative is to rent a car here in Canada. For example, this summer, Enterprise Rent-A-Car is offering some very special rates. So you can get a subcompact for as low as $19.99 a day with 300 free kilometers. The best thing about Enterprise is they will come and get you. So you don't have to figure out how to get to their location or what to do when you're finished. They will come to your door, and then when you're done with the car, they will come and get it.
So you just phone them at 1-800-RENT-A-CAR and say, I want a car, and they bring it right to your door, and you don't have to go anywhere for this.
Right.
And Enterprise,
amazing.
If there's any problem, we have several, you know, offices throughout the state for Enterprise.
Right. Enterprise is the largest rental car company in the United States. They have more locations than any of the other car rental companies. So if anything were to happen, we should pray that nothing does happen. But if something were, they just call again that same 1-800-RENT-A-CAR number. Nobody can forget that number. 1-800-RENT-A-CAR. And you're all set. They, first of all, send someone from their nearest location. They have 18 locations in Montreal here before you even start. Their rates are very economical, just $19.99 a day for a subcompact. And they have a whole selection to choose from.
Like 4x4s, minivans, and they have just about everything, don't they?
Right, a vehicle to meet every need, no matter how many people you have to transport, like those out-of-town visitors this summer.
Great. Well, you asked me about the other regions of New Jersey. As I mentioned, the Gateway, and then we also have the Skylands, which is the great northwest of New Jersey. People are very unfamiliar with. It's like the country, you know, kind of like Ireland, rolling hills and farms, and the largest national recreation area in northeast New Jersey, the Delaware Water Gap National Recreation Area. You also have some wineries, microbreweries, and that type of thing. Other areas include, of course, the Delaware River region. New Jersey is actually bordered on, it's a peninsula because it's bordered by the Delaware River on the west, the Hudson River and Atlantic Ocean on the east and the south.
Sheila, we've got to take a short break, and can you stay on the line with us?
Sure.
Great. And we'll come back and hear about more of the regions. You're listening to AM 600 Travel World, and do stay listening.
Okay, kids, ready for PJC days?
Yes!
Where's the Jean Coutu flyer?
Here, Mom! And it's filled with great specials.
I'll say Sunlight dishwashing detergent, 750 or 950 milliliters for just $1.49. Oh, and Pringles chips for only $1.47. That's terrific.
And look at this, Mom! Hurry, Max. PJC days will be over.
Wait, haven't we forgotten something?
Dad!
Just direct your feet to the Jean Coutu side of the street.
Bouclair is more than just a fabric store. Ready to decorate? Bouclair has thousands of meters of drapery fabrics for every taste and every budget. Complete your decor with our endless selection of drapery hardware. Bouclair, more than just a fabric store.
It's Montreal's oldest bike shop since 1915. See Les Bicycles Quilico and find a super selection of bicycles, bicycle parts, and accessories. Prepare or repair your old bike or buy a new one. Les Bicycles Quilico, 1749 Saint-Denis and 472 Roland-Terrien in Longueuil.
CIQC.
Welcome back to Travel World on AM 600. That was Keep the Faith. And why were we listening to that, Willem?
Because they're from New Jersey.
And who are they?
John Bon Jovi.
For those who don't know.
New Jersey natives, we're talking.
Can you believe it? Big famous guys from New Jersey.
Like Frank Sinatra and so on. And we're still on the line with Sheila Wiley, of course, the boss.
Of course. Sheila Wiley from the New Jersey Division of Travel and Tourism is with us here today on Travel World. And I'd just like to tell our listeners that if you'd like to get a complete travel guide to the state of New Jersey and all
of what... Yeah, if you'd like a 178-page guide.
178-page guide. There's a number here in Canada to call, 1-888-JERSEY-3. And you can have all that mailed out to you and have questions answered and get all the info on year-round things to see and do in the Garden State.
Just before we went to break, I heard you say wineries. I must say, I had no idea there were wineries in New Jersey.
Yes, in fact, one of the oldest wineries in the United States, called Renault Winery, is just outside Atlantic City. And, you know, you can take tours there. They have a, you know, a first-class restaurant. And we've got about 15 other wineries located pretty much throughout the state, mostly in the Northwest and some by the Southern Shore region. So, you know, it's not something you think of right away, but it's one of those neat kind of things to do if you're taking, you know, you're thinking one day, let me do a couple of day trips, go to a winery or to a microbrewery and see, you know, the process being made. And, it's, you know, you don't have to go to France or even Southern Ontario. You can come to New Jersey.
Whereabouts within New Jersey are these wineries exactly?
Well, as I mentioned, Renault Winery is near Atlantic City, but then in the northwest part of New Jersey, you've got several. So, and some in the central part of the state.
Also, you're a lot going in for ecotourism.
You wouldn't
picture ecotourism. Even the Meadowlands area just near Secaucus is being developed for marsh tours and bird life, and that's so close to New York City, and you, again, don't think of New Jersey.
No, that's marshland, and they do actually do tours of that, you know, area already by boat, and... also, we're known for the Pine Barrens or the Pinelands area. It's a large state park in southern New Jersey, not far from Atlantic City and Cape May. Very acidic soil, so only these little miniature pine trees grow, and cranberries. We're the third largest producer of cranberries, so you can actually visit a cranberry bog down there.
Someone said cranberries, our favorite topic. We were last in Plymouth talking about the very same.
Very same. No, cranberries are one of our favorite fruit. So you're the third largest producer in the states on for that fruit. What other, for example, summer events? People like to go to a destination and partake in festivals and things that they might not necessarily partake upon or within during their day-to-day activities at home. What is unique going on this summer in New Jersey?
Well, New Jersey has just literally thousands of festivals, everything from your multicultural festivals, you know, Latino festivals, African-American heritage festivals, Irish festivals, you know, Scandinavian, and in fact, down in Wildwood, you know, on Monday is Canada Day, so there'll
be Canadian, you know, Festival.
Canadian Festival, flags, Canadian flags flying. So, you know, they're very in tune to all those types, the ethnic diversity of the state. In addition to that, we've got a lot of beach festivals. So you've got, you know, famous performers coming down and playing on the beaches throughout the shore regions. You know, like the Village People are going to be down in Beach Fest in Wildwood.
The Village People themselves?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
One of them still lives in New Jersey.
Really?
Jersey City. So, you know, that's kind of interesting. And you've got the Drifters are here throughout the summer. You've got open air theater at the PNC Bank Center, formerly the Garden State Arts Center. Concerts all year round at the Giant Stadium, Meadowlands Arena, well, Continental Arena. So you've got a lot of events happening. Plus, of course, Atlantic City has entertainment, you know, world-class entertainment all summer, all year long.
Wildwood and Atlantic City are kind of well-known here to Montrealers, and that's, I mean, Montrealers, of course, we're well-known as a partying lot of people, so you sound like you have a lot to offer.
Yeah. In fact, you know, and also Cape May is very popular with Montrealers as one of the oldest, you know, historic Victorian seaside communities. But also the rest of the coastline, we've got about 127 miles of coastline. Where I'm sitting right now is further north on the shore. It's a beautiful town called Bayhead, maybe reminiscent a little bit of Cape Cod. You know, how the beach is very quiet. There's no boardwalk. It's more, I would think, for couples or, you know, or families. And then you've got next door Point Pleasant, which has some roller coasters and rides and more hotels and motels, and it has a lot of seafood, known for its lobster and clams. And then you've got other communities like Spring Lake, which is called the Irish Riviera. A lot of Irish who did well in New York moved and got summer homes or permanent homes in Spring Lake, and they're beautiful Victorian, large Victorian homes. And then next door to that, you've got Belmar, which is, you know, known for kind of its nightlife, fun. So it's, you know, more for maybe the 20-something crowd.
That sounds like a lot of fun, Sheila.
Yeah,
the only thing that's agonizing a little bit, what about families with, say, pets, for instance? Inside from having to put them away, are there any places, you know, that do accept pets? Is that a well-known kind of thing or what?
In general, in New Jersey, if it's a business-type hotel, they're not going to accept pets. But some of the hotels or motels, if they're family-oriented type of place, they'll accept pets. But it's generally, it's, you know, can be a problem. And a lot of people will go, you know, and take an alternative, maybe go camping where they can bring their pets. And we have, especially in the Southern Shore region, over 50 campgrounds. And that's becoming more and more popular, especially with ecotourists. And also the northwest part of New Jersey, it's getting very popular.
Right, that always means that vacation time can bring up that heart-rending decision what to do with your pet, and that's why we're here on Travel World are pleased to advise our listeners that Auberge VIP here in Montreal offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet while you're away, with a variety of suite sizes available for canine guests designed to provide privacy, while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. People at Auberge VIP invite you to call them to visit their facility. Experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call them today at 381-6653. And we're talking with Sheila Wiley from the New Jersey Division of Travel and Tourism here today on AM 600 Travel World. And again, I'll give you that number to order the New Jersey Travel Guide and collateral materials. It's 1-888-JERSEY-3. And Sheila, you were also talking earlier about history. I know Morristown, Princeton, Revolutionary War sites.
That's right. New Jersey was very important in the Revolutionary War. In fact, General Washington had his headquarters in several spots throughout New Jersey, in particular Morristown, where you can visit the Ford Mansion. He was based there for about 11 months. In fact, this weekend is the reenactment of the Battle of Monmouth, And every Christmas Day, they reenact the crossing of the Delaware from New Jersey over to Pennsylvania, and people are in costume. And it's very interesting. You know, if you happen to be here on Christmas, it's well worth seeing. But there's also several sites which we're just identifying right now that were important in the Underground Railway movement of the Civil War. Many people don't think of New Jersey in terms of Civil War, but it's a very, very interest to people who are interested in the Civil War. So we're identifying some of those sites, some churches that were involved in the Underground Railway.
Well, definitely. Our very own Vic Phillips, in fact, is an avid Civil War buff and is interested in that kind of thing. And even my own personal hero, Thomas Edison, has a historic site right within New Jersey.
That's right. You can visit his laboratory there. And, you know, he's one of the most integral people to, you know, the development of modern-day life that we enjoy here, lights and, you know.
Well, if ever there was a monument for not giving up, this man failed, 10,000 times in his experiment to create the light bulb, and there's a lesson there. Don't give up if you've got a dream.
That's right. I mean, he affects our day, you know, our life every day.
And he's just one of the historical sites that you can learn more about the life of Thomas Edison while traveling through New Jersey this summer. There's so much to see and do in New Jersey. We're coming up to half past the hour here on AM 600 Travel World. I want to thank you, Sheila Wiley, from the New Jersey Division of Travel and Tourism, for joining us today on our program and letting Montrealers in on some of the different areas of the state that they may not have contemplated or even their old favorites that they're heading off to for this summer. And once again, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
And that number again to call for tourism information, 1-888-JERSEY-3, and the tourism website on the internet, www.state.nj.us/travel.
And in case you're having a little problem, Jersey is spelled J-E-R-S-E-Y.
That's right.
In case you were curious.
I just wanted to actually remind your listeners that oftentimes we forget, you know, to say the obvious, and the National Motor Coach Network that puts out a Byways magazine just surveyed their readers and their motor coach operators, and they picked 3 out of the 10 top 10 beaches in the United States for motor coach travel, and independent travel were in New Jersey. And, of course, you know them well, Atlantic City, Cape May, and the Wildwoods.
And many Montrealers will be heading down there, maybe even heading down on the road today, the long weekend, and wanting to visit New Jersey. And thanks again for joining us, Sheila.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're listening to AM 600. This is Travel World. We're on until 1 o'clock. Stay listening.
You enjoy guitar music. You'll love this new instrumental album by Patrick Normand. 15 unforgettable instrumental hits. Once Upon a Time in the West, Maria Elena, Sleepwalk, La Playa, Begin the Begin. Who can forget Carioca, Honky Tonk, Apache, Dueling Banjos, Ebb Tide? Take a non-stop drive down memory lane with Patrick Normand, the instrumental album Guitar, in stores now.
Before heading off on your next trip, do like me, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks and maps, plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks and travel packs, from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Le Sport Sac, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs and Riley and more. At Jet Setter, you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West, between Clark and Saint-Urbain. Telephone 271-5058. Also, it's an amazing fact. Most people spend more time planning their annual vacation than upon a planning for their financial future. At no other time in history has advanced planning for retirement been so important. Let my buddy Bill Wishnowski and Diversifolio Financial Services put their years of expertise at your service to combat the information overload of investment options to tailor a portfolio to meet your needs. Summer is finally here, and with new life outdoors, isn't it the time to put life into your investment portfolio as well? Diversification is the key to minimizing risk in anyone's portfolio, and if you are unsure of how to achieve the right mix, Dynamic Mutual Funds offers the Dynamic Managed Portfolio. Instead of investing in additional individual securities to achieve a desired asset allocation, this fund holds other dynamic funds in amounts which give an optimal mix. Designed as a conservative portfolio of funds, it mixes the types of funds according to market conditions. One easy decision for full conservative portfolio diversification. Call Bill Wisnowski at Diversifolio Financial Services today, 731-5592, or toll-free at 1-800-232-0240 for a free financial planning consultation. And to learn more about diversifying your portfolio, Diversifolio, investing to outperform.
Okay, kids, ready for PJC Days?
Yes!
Where's the Jean Coutu flyer?
Here, Mom! And it's filled with great specials.
Personnel 35mm color film, 24 exposures, 100 ISO for just $1.99. Oh, and Vichy sun care products, 40 to 150 mils for only $8.99.
And look at this, Mom! Hurry, Max! PJC Days will be over!
Wait, haven't we forgotten something?
Dad!
Just direct your feet to the Jean Coutu side of the street.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto, but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be. From Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Frustrated by an obsolete computer? See PC Service Center and see how you can add 8 meg of RAM for a mere $60 or 16 meg of RAM for only $120. Head for 1598 Bolac, just west of Place Vertu in Saint-Laurent, where service comes first.
CIQC.
Welcome back to Travel World on AM 600. We will take you there. We'll take you anywhere you want to go. We've got 29 degrees outside our studios.
And Jet Setter will take you there in style, Stephen.
Right. We've been talking through the season about Jet Setter Boutique on our program here as one of our sponsors, but it's a pleasure to have in the studio today Miriam Bowen from Jet Setter to let us in on some of the more popular travel accessories and things that are out there on the market.
I'm thinking, hey, it's 29 degrees, no clouds. Do you have hats? This is...
Well, actually, I did bring a hat to show you, and we can start with that. This is your regular baseball cap.
And this is a very cool thing.
This is a baseball cap that has a little pouch in the front. And when you open up your pouch, you have hidden inside a mosquito net. So when you're out gardening, golfing, in the Laurentians... You just have to
camping.
Put on your camping shirt.
Oh, that's amazing.
Wait a minute. Does this go over your whole body?
This goes over your face, neck, shoulders.
This mosquito net baseball cap.
Yes.
That's it. The mosquito net baseball cap. And if you want to stay on the theme of mosquitoes, I'll just show you.
Oh, I love that theme.
Don't you like that?
Yeah, mosquitoes really. Or whatever else may be bugging you.
Well, this will protect you.
Definitely.
At least from the bugs. And in this little pouch here, when you open up inside, you've got the fashionable...
Oh, I look so
jacket.
Good in organza. No, this
is
great.
You got the screen jacket there, too.
And you've got a hood on.
It's like James Bond.
It's the style of like a windbreaker, but it's made of this light
screen. Made of that sort of light screen mesh.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Stephen, this is my favorite show, eh?
Yes. Well, you're a gadget.
I love you.
Man.
I want
he wants one of everything to take
over.
Okay.
I'm a gadget person.
And I brought your size.
Oh,
how
yeah.
do you like that?
Hey. I won't get bitten on the way down.
To Miriam before, I said, you know, accessories are very important. Always and in everything, and especially
gadgets.
In travel.
Gadgets.
Well, no, these are accessories.
Well, these
I'm an accessory gal. You're a gadget guy. Same thing.
Same thing.
Same
but
thing.
It makes the whole travel experience something even more special because if you're well
great.
Equipped.
You have something here that says door jammer. I must say, I'm very curious.
What is a door jammer?
What is a door jammer? Because I do this all the time, but naturally.
Door jammer is just a little simple device, metal device, that you put into the door, side of the door, and it locks it from the inside for hotels.
Ah, if you're feeling a little insecure or if you want to beef up
some country where you don't know.
I was in Cologne, West Germany, okay, and I was overcoming some jet lag. And what I didn't realize is that in Germany, they do not lock the door. So here I am, stretched out, napping, and suddenly the door pops open.
Naked as the day he was born.
Yeah. Well,
and who was more scared when they opened the door?
That's right. Ah!
I'm not exactly sure, but I do know one thing. I wasn't busy at the time.
And you were lucky.
Well, this would have given you some privacy.
Really?
And
the door jam. And it's really,
really
easy to
small.
Install.
It's only about 6 inches big.
It's about a piece of metal. What about the metal? And
where do people feel they need to use this? I mean, you don't
well,
really,
you know,
not
even
so
for
much
domestic
here.
Trash.
Really?
Sure, North America, a lot of times the door doesn't
do
lock properly in motels.
You
it just
clip
fits
that on,
into the,
and then you close the door, and you can't open the door
right,
unless
even
you.
With the key.
It's very easy
you
to install. You don't need an engineering degree to install it.
No, it's just a simple spring-loaded design.
It's not an exercise tool either. You're not gonna. You
it's not
gonna
be so tired
there.
After doing it. But I know my aunt. I mean, she would always devise whatever way she could to lock that door. She'd be at some motel, and she'd have like rearrange all the furniture, pile the chairs up by the door because she was always worried about somebody coming in. And these are hotels.
This
like
is amazing. What
New
else?
England.
What is that little radio gadget?
Yeah, this
you got
radio
little James
I brought
Bond
along.
Device.
Yeah, this is definitely.
I love it.
This is called a solar and dynamo powered radio. It's a little transistor, and it
dynamo?
Has four ways of functioning. When it's sunny outside, you've got a solar battery.
Ooh.
That'll last up to 16 hours. It works on regular batteries, and you can also plug it in with a DC converter.
Oh,
but
I love
when
it.
All else fails. Crank it up.
Let me see.
Okay.
It's
if you're
a winding toy.
If you're feeling cranky one morning, use this thing. And how long does it last when you crank it?
Yeah, 1 minute
cranks?
Will give you 10 minutes of radio.
Ooh, hoo, hoo. So,
this is terrific.
Oh, this is awesome.
If you're anywhere where you can pick up anything.
Exactly. Well, if you travel down to North Carolina and get caught in one of those hurricanes, you're going to need one of these.
Right.
You don't even
you're
have
well
to go
prepared.
That far. Cape Cod happened to us.
Cape Cod?
Yeah, Cape Cod hurricane.
Well, at least you'll be able to grab Willem and Air Subaru and get out of there in 15 minutes.
I like this little clock. It's a little travel clock, but it's using that new Indiglo.
Indiglo.
So it's got
you can
nice
actually light your way at night with those things.
Yeah, yeah.
I actually have an Indiglo nightlight. And, of course,
is it in the shape of Mickey?
No, it's actually in the shape of an oval, like my office.
So that's a nice way to see the time. I brought a couple of pouches here.
Oh,
and,
pouches.
Yeah, pouches. So my first pouch, a little small, very
neat.
Lightweight.
That's about what? It's about 8.5 inches big, about what, 6 inches in diameter or so?
Yeah,
five
maybe
and a half?
Three,
maybe
three
less.
Inches.
3 inches or so, yeah. Mm.
And it takes up no room in your suitcase, and voila.
And you got a pillow.
A little
instant pillow.
Instant pillow.
Ooh, look at that. And it's purple on one side. My girlfriend is not going to let you leave with this, eh? Absolutely.
Oh, well, that would be my pleasure. So it,
oh,
when you're
wow.
Are you driving to New Jersey?
You
could
bet.
Just stick that in the
oh, yeah,
car
no, she loves that, eh? Oh.
Have a little snooze on the
well,
way
well, you realize,
down.
Of course, on a long car trip, that it's the job of the woman to control the heat and air conditioning while sleeping the whole way down. Yes.
And they can
and
do it.
And yeah. Navigate, I understand.
And they can do it.
Yeah, with the head bobbing up and down.
This little pouch. It unzips, and inside you have a travel tote.
Oh, this is a little pouch.
That little pouch gives you this wonderful bag with handles and shoulder strap, and you can pack up all your...
How much is that little pillow thing there, anyway?
That little pillow is $12.
$12, that's
all
it is.
I tell you, there's really no need to be uncomfortable when you travel. There's no... There's something for everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm never going to leave your store. You realize this.
Willem has a field day.
You're
there going
the
through
how
things.
Much is
you're
the
not
bug,
the only one.
The bug cap. The bug cap is $24, and that's actually
that's
made
great.
In Montreal.
Really?
Yeah, there's perfect. A couple of guys who are making that hat, and it's wonderful.
This is Miriam from Jet Setter. Folks, if you really need to have these travel accessories like everybody does, please go down to Jet Setter now. You need one of these things.
No,
this is
these are
an
terrific.
Amazing thing.
And now they're small, and they're light, and they mush together and
now
take no space.
Now, this little bag is
oh,
perfect
yeah.
for bringing back extra presents that you bought while you've been traveling.
Oh, well, yeah, like we end up in that little conundrum of what are we going to do? We've got one bag, and we got 3 bags worth of stuff.
Right, you
bought.
Go down with one bag, and then
exactly.
you have so many things
this
you buy.
This is great. So you
and
pack this little
you pack
extra
this
bag.
Little extra bag, and your pouch that it folded up into becomes an accessory pocket that snaps onto the inside. So it's really well designed, and it's not an expensive nylon bag.
It's what, $19.99? That's all it
That's
is?
That's all it is.
For all those pouches?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's a bargain. Now this little pouch is
this is
smaller,
tiny.
This is about the size of a soft drink can.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah,
and it's
and inside is a new car.
<Da-da-da>. Oh, I like this. Ooh, I like the cord. These are really cool. Space age materials and stuff.
That's it.
We should keep funding NASA. We want more of this stuff. Oh, my goodness. Look at that. Ooh, this is what, a poncho?
That is a rain jacket.
Oh, wow.
And
get caught in the rain.
Anywhere. Into your golf bag, onto the back of your bicycle.
That's great.
Obviously into your...
This is great. Yeah, it's for cyclists. This is amazing. Yeah. If you're biking and you don't want one of those big lines all the way up your back, you carry one of these on
your
bike.
That's just great. You can just hook that anywhere.
It's very easy to carry with you.
For bike trips. This is fabulous.
This is actually not even as heavy. It's about as heavy as an empty soft drink can. It's really light.
Yeah. And nice. Very stylish. Like,
and it's purple.
And it's purple.
It's purple.
I brought it green.
That is
for
great.
You.
Oh, my goodness. Mary's not going to let you leave with that, eh?
And this is a Helly Hansen product. They specialize in rain gear, so it's really well-made, well-protected.
Does that breathe at all? No, I guess it
does. And it's a breathable... It's a parachute nylon, which is breathable, and it's coated, so it's water-repellent, and it's got pockets and adjustments on it.
Because you always think you put that on and you melt.
And yeah, because usually the old raincoats, I used to hate wearing a raincoat because you'd be so hot. It was always a hot, steamy, humid day,
and
you have to wear one.
I'm wet inside. I might as well get wet from the rain. Oh, this is terrific.
Now, this pouch is your regular fanny pack.
Too bad anyone can't see this.
Put it around your waist. And
hold it up to the microphone so the listeners can
see that.
I'm trying.
You've got a really comfortable back on it with special material that wicks away moisture, and you've got a large
pocket.
It's
good for rollerbladers too. I love rollerblading, and I might wear this to put my lunch.
What is this?
Right, this is a fanny pack.
Oh yeah.
Now,
this is a special fanny pack because you've got a nice big pocket to put things in, lunch, binoculars, what have you.
Ooh.
But hidden in the top.
Hidden. The secret
it's
compartment.
It's a backpack.
Oh, look at that!
Instantly converts.
So if I can just untwist this, you can see how you can wear this as a backpack and stow away. All your gear while you're traveling, so you've got this convertible, and it's a nice
lightweight. You buy gifts along the way while you're
rollerblading. Put in your rain jacket. Oh.
That is amazing. So you just wear it as a little fanny pack, and you've got a backpack for carrying books.
Right, if you've got your water in here.
And it's sturdy, too.
Look at that.
All the pockets on it and stuff.
Yeah.
So, and it's light as a feather.
Can you hold a minute? Sure. We do have a caller. Good afternoon, George. You're online. You have a question for Miriam?
Yes, I do.
Great.
I travel a lot, and we do a lot of swimming, and I'm wondering if you have those portable, small, floating flashlights.
Sorry, you know what?
Okay,
Miriam missed that.
Miriam would like to know, actually, he wants to know if you have one of those small, portable, floating flashlights for people who swim. He's a swimmer.
Yeah.
Hi, I've got my headphones on here. Hi, George.
Hi.
I have lots of different floating devices, but a floating flashlight. I have flashlights that are submersible that you could take down to, let's say, 60 meters, like a mag light, for instance. But I don't have a floating one.
Okay.
Does that answer your question?
Okay. That answers it. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You're listening to Travel World on AM 600.
I did bring a few floating things, actually, and I'm glad George called because I have some really neat things. For instance...
It's like the only wood that doesn't float?
This is something to waterproof. It's a waterproof case for a camera.
Oh, really?
And what you do is...
I've lost many a camera this way.
Oh. Now, if George is still listening, George, your camera will float. And you
look
can actually...
This will make it float, not
this
just protect
make it.
This
will make it float. You can go go down 60 feet with this.
Oh,
and
it is
designed to use, function with your camera. So you can take pictures underwater.
You can actually keep your camera inside.
Underwater or in the water?
Even
inside,
with the lens.
Under.
And it'll take clear pictures still,
clear
too.
Clear pictures through the plastic.
What about infrared zoom and things like that?
It will not accommodate a zoom, but it will accommodate a wide angle.
No, what I mean is the infrared something have autofocus, you know, these little...
No problem.
Yeah,
the plastic is designed. It's a top-grade plastic, and it's designed to allow
so
you...
So it's like it's not wearing anything.
I must... You know, I'll be honest, that is the coolest thing I've ever seen.
And
that really is the coolest thing I've ever seen.
It's my favorite. Let's do this every week.
Yes, every week we can look at gadgets.
You're going to like
Was there
phone.
A guarantee on that, though?
If they could it's a Fido. It's just like mine.
Exactly. Now, this one is for your phone. Oh. Protects it at the beach.
But doesn't make it float.
You can put any float in there.
It floats.
It makes
it
float.
It allows it to float. And you can actually hear through the plastic and dial through the plastic. So it's totally functional through the plastic cover.
Never lose another
electronic
cell phone.
Is there any, now are there guarantees, like if it leaks, you know, is this company
this
backing
company
it up?
This company backs it
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's yeah. important.
They work with the phone companies. They work.
So it's all been tested
yeah.
out. They've done a lot of testing
out.
Beforehand.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that camera thing. How much is the camera and or phone cover?
These are $25.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. It's
turn
all it is.
To turn
it's
it into an underwater
you
camera.
You go in there, you spend a paycheck, but you'll take the whole store. I mean.
There's just something for pretty well everything you might ever need.
It's
well,
true.
You're
never left without something. I mean, even the submersible flashlight, okay, it may not float, but George still has something that's not going to die underwater.
Maybe he could put the flashlight into the cell phone. It's the same kind of
and
shape
it'll float.
Thing. And make it float.
Well,
that's
true.
It's certainly
a
small
you could
investment.
Put anything into
whatever
those pouches,
fits.
Whatever fits. And I actually have a floating key ring in here that I brought along. This floating
key
ring.
Ever
around.
Lost your keys at the bottom of the hotel pool?
Not anymore.
No, there's no excuse anymore. You.
But how much is a key ring like that? Now, that's important to me with 9,000 keys.
Yeah, $5.
$5.
Nobody can
basically
lose their key.
Free. Yeah. Gee Louise.
Especially
if
you've got the keys to your
Shockers.
Safety deposit
and it's
box.
And look at that. It's another shade of pink and purple.
Added to your collection?
Well, we have a professional purple person among my contingent, and I don't know if she's here yet, but... She will be here soon.
Okay, my last waterproof thing that I brought along is a waist pack.
Mm-hmm.
And this ties around your waist. It's also perfectly waterproof.
It goes
it's
around the waist, not for a waist, W-A-S-T-E.
No.
Okay.
And you can put, it'll hold a small camera, small binoculars, yes. Whatever things, that, you know, watch, keys, things
Let
that you need
oh,
to
that's
drive.
True, because, you know, you jump into water and you don't want to leave your good
valuables
stuff on the
behind.
Side. And if you don't have a friend there, you can't go in. This way you just put it.
Take everything
we
with
took
you.
It jet skiing because we wanted to use
wait
the
a minute.
Binoculars.
Wait a minute. This is the waist pack.
Yeah,
I do not know anybody
yeah,
who has
like
a 3-inch waist.
It's a wrist
is that
pack.
A wrist pack?
No, that is to close the top of the bag.
Okay.
And this strap here is what goes around your waist.
It all makes
so it's fully
sense
adjustable.
Now.
Fully adjustable waist. And that is the top closure that rolls, and that's what keeps it waterproof. It's the same company that makes all the canoe bags,
yeah.
and they use the same system for those waterproof canoe bags as they do for this pouch.
I see. So this, yeah.
I had no idea.
There's
so no.
much a variety out
go
there.
Go know who knew. Look at that.
If you don't see them, then you wouldn't necessarily know they were out there.
Let's quickly go back to the phones. Good afternoon, John. You're online.
Hello there. I'm looking for something in that I can lose my keys. If I go in water, I would lose my keys. Do you have something that would... put that you won't lose your keys?
Yeah, we were actually just talking about this. Is this fabulous floating key ring.
This is a key ring that you can actually wear around your wrist. It's in the shape of a bracelet, and it has on it four little sort of bubbles that keep it floating and a key ring at the end of it, and it'll hold about three keys.
What is the price on that?
It's about $5.
Where would I get one?
You could get it at Jet Setter, which is on Laurier Street, 66 Laurier Street.
I'm in the West Island. I'm in Lachine.
Well, we're not that far from Lachine.
No, it's not too far. Just get the Laurier Metro Station and walk a few blocks. You'll be right nearby.
Okay, what else do you sell besides that?
Well, we sell lots of travel accessories and luggage. I have just about everything you need if you're going on a trip.
Okay.
Thank you for your call.
Thank you.
Well, I'll give that number again before the end of
right,
the program.
Right, before the end of the program, we'll give out the number where you can call.
This stuff is wild, though. These are absolutely incredible. Is that a water floating water bottle?
This, I don't think it floats, but it
oh,
will
okay,
keep it
okay.
cold.
Okay, okay. Oh, sure. Sorry.
We're into floating.
I was in the floating section.
The floating
but
water.
It may, you know. It is insulated,
yeah.
and it's nylon. And it'll take the regular Evian-type
sure.
bottles, so when you're out for the day in the heat. And we use it even when we go to the jazz festival. We
sure.
take all our cold water, and it has a shoulder strap, so it's
oh,
easy
that's
to carry.
Terrific.
And your water will stay cold for about 4 or 5 hours. So
great in those long car trips.
Very handy.
When you're going down on those 7, 8, 9 hour journeys.
Yeah.
If you're going down to
New Jersey
Beach,
exactly.
and then you have all the accessories to take with you.
This has been an incredibly educational show for me because I love to go to Jet Setter all the time, but I haven't seen these things. I mean, you keep these things hidden. You should display them.
It takes people hours to get through the store. When they come in and they look around at us saying, sorry, I just want to see everything there is, and we understand. It takes a long time because it's all miniature small things, and there's a lot. We have a lot.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like you got to join the Convention and Visitors Bureau and accept press visits or something like that. This is an attraction unto itself.
For people coming from out of town, most cities don't have a place like Jet Setter as a travel accessory center to go and find everything all in one place.
Yeah. Now I know where Stephen gets all those groovy gizmos whenever we fly.
And what is this? Looks like it's to keep a bowl warmer or something.
You know, when you've got your water bottle and you're out for the day with your dog, and, you know, your pooch is getting thirsty. He needs his little...
It's a water thing.
It's a water bowl for a dog.
For Robbie.
And it just folds right up into a little nothing ball and sticks it into your pocket or into your fanny pack.
Now, that's amazing.
This is close to the floating camera. This is right up there with floating camera.
Okay,
this is great.
Voted.
So it's a little... It kind of looks like a baseball cap. Yep. Without the peak, just to describe it to people, and it just mushes up to nothing, but you can fill it with water and sit it down on the sidewalk or the park, or this is great.
Oh, thank you so much for dropping by today, Miriam, and
showing us all these
interesting things that just really encourages people to head down to Jet Setter. And if Jet Setter is at 66 Laurier West between Clark and Sader Bam, and you can give them a call at 271-5058.
271-5058? Okay, we're going to go there. And also, what's the closest metro to that?
There's a Laurier Metro.
So right to the Laurier Metro Station. Anyway, so thanks for dropping by, Miriam.
Thank you.
We're going to take a quick break and be back with Travel World. Stay listening.
Hi, everybody. This is Dave Van Horn along with Joe Cannon. We had an exciting game last night. Expos pitchers combined on a 6-hit shutout. The Expos scored a couple of runs in the sixth inning and went on to beat the Florida Marlins 2-0. They've won the first two games of the Marlins series, and they pulled to within one game of the second-place Florida ball club. Tonight, Jim Bullinger on the mound for the Expos. Levon Hernandez will make his first career appearance against the Expos and his second major league start. Hernandez against Bullinger, the Expos and the Marlins. 6:45 will be broadcast time here on AM 600.
The Bat 50 Expos Baseball is brought to you in part by Kojax, Audiotronic, Dale Carnegie, Sir Winston Churchill Pub, Pestroy, Sam Clota of Midland Walwyn, TFI, and Plastivary.
And more, all at Elizabeth Hager's Everything Half-Price Summer Sale at both Elizabeth Hager locations, Queen Mary at DeCary and Cavendish Mall.
Bouclair is more than just a fabric store. Need blinds? Bouclair has the largest selection of stock blinds imaginable. You can also have made-to-measure blinds such as Levalore and Hunter Douglas at unbeatable prices. Bouclair, more than just a fabric store.
Dress it up at Bouclair. You
can dress. CIQC.
Welcome back to Travel World here on AM 600. Friends helping friends with travel and all kinds of funky stuff from Jet Setter. That was the coolest.
Oh, she's really still putting this stuff away.
Oh, that was the coolest.
Well, my goodness, Steve.
It's another week comes to an end, but Willem has a short little recount of a past trip we'll share with you right now. Because you know how when you go to another city, people always ask you for directions. But you're a tourist. Nobody knows. They seem to single us out, that we seem to know what is going on. They say, where's this? Where's that? So around 7 years ago, we were in Vancouver. And finally, we were just so tired of this. There was a union meeting, Canadian Union of Public Employees. And they were
having a meeting. We were staying at the Pan Pacific Hotel, Vancouver, yeah.
And they asked us where to get to this place, where to get to that place. So they must have asked us 3 or 4 times. So finally we said, yeah, that dinner is down at the Burrard Motor Inn. Now picture any of the places along Upper Lachine Road, Saint-Jacques. They would look classy compared to the Burrard Motor Inn. And we told them, go down there. That's where your union president, Jean-Claude Perrault, is going to be holding his keynote speaker's address.
Well, in our younger, more foolish days, I mean, in a similar vein, we're still sitting there talking with the people at the hotel because we're there visiting the hotel. But we'd seen an ad for a little massage parlor called the Garden of Eden, and they started asking us where's a good place to eat. So we told them, well, go to the Garden Eden, the best Chinese restaurant
best
in the
Chinese
city.
Best Chinese all-you-can-eat buffet, so...
But there is a moral to this story.
You boys are bad.
There is a moral to that story.
We were, but we're worse now.
There is a moral to that story, travel tip of the week. Read up on your destination, look at your maps, know where you're going.
Don't ask strangers.
Don't ask strange men.
No, not too many strangers for directions.
Don't ask a broadcaster. Don't ask anybody in the media for directions. You're not going to get the right
answer. They might send you to a dangerous part of town. It's good to ask a traffic cop or something like that, like in Philadelphia. They are actually very friendly.
That's right.
And they know what they're doing. But, I mean, a stranger might send you to the wrong direction, the wrong place.
People can be friendly. Well, next week
can we
on.
Just quickly give let's quickly give the Jet Setter address again.
Jet Setter is at 66 Laurier West between Clark and Cedar Band, 271-5058, and the number again for New Jersey tourism information, 1-888-JERSEY-3. Next week on Travel World, join us. We'll be talking about travel scams, travel law, protecting yourself consumer. Paul Underberg, one of Canada's leading travel lawyers, will be on the line with us to share his expertise gathered over the last 20, 30 years of the business. And like all great times, we must come home.
Well, again, the music is playing. Je reviendrai à Montréal. It's as in any travel experience I make, my favorite part is always coming back right here to Canada's greatest city, Montreal.
Next week on Travel.
Et qui fait neiger sur l'hiver. Des roses bleues, des roses d'or.